This is Daniel, and welcome to the BFP Internal Podcast.
And this is Melissa.
So Melissa's been gone for basically the whole period that since the last podcast, because you were in the hospital with Ty.
Yeah, for 5 days. I felt like I was kidnapped. And my stepdad came to visit briefly, which I won't go into his history, but he did say that the room that he had in prison was bigger than our hospital room to give you. So I did feel, I kept saying, like, I felt like I was kidnapped and imprisoned in the hospital.
Yeah. You didn't go outside or leave the room for some reason.
You can't because he is attached to, like, wires that are plugged in and stuff. And then you're also surrounded by people that have the plague. So it's not like you want to, like, mosey around.
And, yeah, so I was with the kids, and we had a lot of fun. I mean, it was a blast when you were gone.
I know. You didn't brush Ada's hair for, like, 5 days.
Yeah. She looked like one of those kids out of that movie that I can't remember the name of.
So specific.
Her. But she loved the fact that I was doing her hair every day.
She didn't love it this morning when I repeatedly explained to her the reason that I was brushing her hair and it hurt so bad is that it was your fault. I just kept saying, this is dad's fault. This is dad's fault over and over again. And then I gave her a lollipop and told her I love her more than you.
Well, when you were gone, I would put her hair up in
a ponytail.
Ponytail. There we go. And she would hug me, and she's like, Dada, I love it when you do my
because
hair.
Because you weren't actually doing it. You have to brush it every day. She has, like, the super fine, thin hair. And, like, if you just look at it wrong, it tangles. So, anyway, I used, like, an entire container of detangler today, and we got it done. So.
Cool.
Yeah. I will say, like, the great thing about being in a hospital is just, you know, I mean, hospital food's not great, but room service is awesome. So, like, my future goal is to live somewhere where I can just, like, pick up a phone and be like, hey, I want a turkey sandwich. And, like, they just bring me a turkey sandwich, you know? So, we either need to, like, live in a hotel or, like,
that sounds terrible.
You know, have, like, a chef or something. I don't know.
Mm.
Or, because I know you won't make me a turkey sandwich.
Yeah. And then Ty, he's doing better.
Him, yeah. It's all about what I had to go through, okay? Like, he was fine. No, he was fine. They were just being super neurotic and stupid. And it got to the point on Monday where the doctor came in the room and I was like, we're leaving today. I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. So you have until 5:30 to do what you need to do, because I'm done.
Well, you probably should provide some context as to why you were so cranky that morning.
I mean, for a variety of reasons, they were incompetent. But that previous night, we had the night nurse from hell who, like, didn't know how to be a night nurse. And she woke us up, like, 6 times. And, like, she would, like, wake Tig up every time she tried to get his vitals. And, like, for comparison's sake, we had already been there for 4 other nights, and every other night nurse was able to, like, come in quietly, take vitals. He didn't even wake up. We slept. It was great. But this woman, every time she walked in the room, she was like, hey, mama! I'm like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Why are you screaming at me? So anyway, we hate her.
But Tig is, he's doing well.
He's doing much better. Yeah, that we're home. He slept until, like, this is a baby that wakes up between, like, 5 a.m., 6 a.m. He slept until 8 a.m. He also hated that night nurse. So he slept in today. And yeah. He's doing great.
Yeah, he's sleeping right now.
He's sleeping right now in my arms. So I guess we should have introduced him. This podcast is co-produced by Tig Honan.
Mm-hmm. And, so I guess we'll go into the theme of the month is tax readiness checks.
Still?
Yeah, still knocking them out.
Thought you guys would be done by now. Isn't tax season over? Yeah. Just kidding. Just started.
Yeah, so I think last week we had 7 tax readiness checks completed. Last I looked. And so far this week... Oh, my view is... Oh, here we go.
Pending notions cooperation.
So 31, so that I think that's another several since I can't, 27. I think it's
you want to grab a calculator for that?
I think it's another 4 this week. So, and we're, you know, on Tuesday. So we're looking good for this week so far. But that's definitely the priority. Try to get as many tax returns done by the business tax returns by the March 15th, which is S Corp and partnerships. And then we'll roll on to personal returns after that. So moving on to wins of the week. Rachel had a lot of kudos to give out to folks that are been helping work through issues in regards to taxes. So thank you to Beth and Greg for helping with the shareholder issue for Brushstrokes. Nicole with helping with New Haven, because that's always a beast to work through to include taxes. And then also Rachel wanted to thank Richard for helping with explaining QBI income.
And I give a kudos to Kim and Julie. I need to actually put it in the channel, but they helped us wrap up our last round of client price increases that will be effective April 1st. So they sent out, I think, the final, like, somewhere between 30 to 40. We were waiting on, you know, end of year numbers to see how the beginning of the year went from some of these clients. And then we also sent out our non-client price increase letters. So we did have, you know, about 15 or so clients that had a pretty bad year last year, or, you know, weren't eligible for a price increase. And we sent those letters out. Thankfully, Kim and Julie tag teamed that, got those out to those clients. So we've had a few people requesting meetings to talk about upgrading packages, to talk about, getting us what we need. That was great. I always love that. And, so we're getting those scheduled with account managers. So there's a few people, they got the message and they're reaching out to say, hey, what can I get you guys? And so, you know, hopefully we'll have some more, you know, tax readiness, with people, seeing the letters go out this week.
Yep. And yeah. And also, thanks to the tax team for working through, obviously 1099s most recently, but also the tax returns and getting those underway. I know it was a slow start to this week. Richard was, you know, out with the flu, supposedly, allegedly, you know, right after the Super Bowl, but, you know, so
is he working today?
Yeah, he's...
I've never heard of a one-day flu before, Richard.
Yeah, it's one of those flus. It's I think they call it the Super Bowl flu.
He is too busy watching Taylor Swift win the Super Bowl. I'm not mad at him for that.
Yeah. No, I think he's telling the truth. He said he got sick on Saturday. I mean, at least he had a really good story to back it up, but... all right, so we'll move on to cascading messages.
That's a lot of cascading messages.
All right, so if we, first one is reaching out to S Corp and partnership tax prep clients with 2023 outstanding items so we can get resolution on those for tax preparation. Basically, the clients have a deadline of February 15th to provide feedback and keep you know, so that we can get those tax readiness checks complete, so we can get their tax return underway. If they don't provide that feedback on those items by February 15th, then we might have to do an extension for them. So we can't promise that we're going to finish their tax return by March 15th. And then we have the tax readiness check, the $1,000 items or less. We can push those through as good enough. There's also a new how-to guide on recording the ERC credit on the client's books. And so this is ERC money that you might have received in 2023 or maybe 2024. We actually have to go back and do a journal entry in the year that the credit was applied, and it's going to result in a tax return amendment. So there's a how-to guide in Notion on that. And then for Practice Protect, the client passwords are probably, by the time you're listening to this, that they should be all in Practice Protect, migrated over from LastPass. There's still going to be some gaps in there, you know, with either the Practice Protect team probably maybe missed something, or there's also been those passwords that have been updated since we gave them the original list. So, you know, just be patient. You'll still, you know, likely need to use LastPass, which you should be able to access those still, those passwords in LastPass. But Practice Protect should have the majority of the passwords in there. And continue to use the client password submission form for any changes in passwords, so that we can make sure we get that updated in Practice Protect. And if you have any pay issues, please fill out the pay issue form, and so Julie can help you out with that. And we also have the affiliate program that's still going. If you want to make $500, which some of our clients are taking advantage of this. Ryan from Straight Line Painting actually referred a few folks. One of them signed up, so we're gonna end up paying him $500 out for that. But and then we have our monthly meeting, which is actually the 29th, which is also during PCA.
Yeah.
So we might do that on location.
Yeah, that's the plan. Because I'll have to be on site going back and forth with the baby anyway. So if for some reason you or Richard are unavailable, I'll be hopping up to the hotel room to go do the team meeting. So we'll make it work, and I'll give you all the juicy deets. That's what everyone's looking for. They want the tea. They want to know who's there. They want to know if we have any bookkeeping competitors there, and if, you know, Richard, you know, says anything sassy to them. You know, that's what they want to know. I know what the people want.
Okay. All right. Cool. So I think that does it for this week's podcast.
I think so.
All right. I hope you have a good week. Thanks for all your hard work, and we'll talk to you soon.
Oh yeah, and happy Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Daniel forgot about it. Don't worry, I bought myself flowers. It's fine.